Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is pleasant, with clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys a warm afternoon, while Jerusalem experiences cooler temperatures. In Haifa, the breeze from the Mediterranean is refreshing, a beautiful day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, senior IDF officer, Hezbollah's inclusion in the equation, Iran's attempt to avoid agreement with the US. This comes from Walla, just in. Also, the IDF warns a new conflict with Iran may escalate to a full-blown war. More than 20 ballistic missiles have been fired at Israel. This is according to the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, daily briefing June 8, Iran fires on Israel, reigniting smoldering war. A massive Hezbollah bunker was discovered under Beaufort. Times of Israel reports earlier today. Separately, Trump calls on Israel and Iran to immediately stop shooting, a ceasefire phrase. Netanyahu defied Trump's request. Axios reported on this 2 hours ago. And finally, I24NEWS English reports that Israel is testing Iran's threat of harsher attacks if military operations continue. A special edition covers Israel's response to Iran's missile attack. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24NEWS English posted just minutes ago that Israel is now testing Iran's threats of more severe retaliation. Al Arabiya English shared that President Trump says both Israel and Iran are seeking an immediate ceasefire amid ongoing peace talks. Meanwhile, Visegrad 24 notes Trump's new post, stating that Iran and Israel are looking for immediate ceasefires, though negotiations may face obstacles. Let's go deeper. Starting with the senior IDF officer's comments on Hezbollah. The officer suggests Iran is trying to avoid a deal with the US by involving Hezbollah. Walla reports on the IDF's preparation for simultaneous attacks against both Hezbollah and Iran. This signals a potential broadening of regional tensions affecting the Middle East. Turning to the renewed conflict with Iran. The Jerusalem Post highlights the firing of over 20 ballistic missiles by Iran. The IDF warns this could escalate into a full-blown war. The possibility of prolonged violence raises concerns for civilian safety and regional stability. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel discusses the rediscovery of a Hezbollah bunker under Beaufort. This comes amid renewed hostilities between Iran and Israel. Such findings indicate the depth of Hezbollah's entrenchment, posing strategic challenges to Israel. In a related development, Axios reports on Trump's call for a ceasefire. Netanyahu's decision to continue military actions despite Trump's request shows the complexity of international diplomatic efforts. This highlights the fragile nature of ceasefire agreements. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports another decrease in the deficit, now standing at 3.75% of GDP. State revenues have jumped by about 9% this year, mainly due to corporate tax increases. Separately, according to Globes, Israel's fiscal deficit continues to narrow. The deficit for the 12 months to the end of May has fallen to its lowest since the October 2023 conflict. And finally, CTEC announces Earth and Beyond Ventures has expanded its leadership team. Tal Achituv, previously with Samsung Next, will lead technical assessments and support for portfolio companies. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.